helping students with difficulties. The union says that school support staff members are among the lowest paid public service workers in the province, and that over 500 have quit in recent years, citing difficult working conditions. The Government of Canada is considering a cap on the number of visas given out to international students to combat inflating housing costs. Federal Housing Minister Sean Fraser made the suggestion, which was quickly met with criticism from universities and colleges across the country, saying they were both surprised and troubled. The Quebec government also opposed the suggestion, saying that it would affect university research, deprive the province of skilled workers, and do little to affect the housing crunch. Quebec's immigration ministry stated that the province had exclusive power over its education policies and that it was up to Quebec to determine how many students it could accommodate. In 2022, there were over 800,000 international students in Canada, more than twice as many as when Justin Trudeau was first elected in 2015. Iconic tissue brand Kleenex will soon be unavailable in Canadian stores. Kimberly-Clark, the maker of the brand, made the announcement, saying in a statement that the company was facing unique complexities within the Canadian market, including a limited supply environment, forcing them to make the decision. Moving forward, Kimberly-Clark Canada says it will focus its resources on Kleenex's facial and hand towel division, as well as its other brands such as Cottonelle, Viva, and Huggies. On its website, Kleenex left a farewell message to Canadian consumers thanking them for their loyalty. For more, visit CJLO 1690 AM Podcasts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Hello, Montreal.
Hello.
Hello, here we are. You are listening to Maiden Voyage. My name is Stephanie, and with me in the studio, I have Helen.
Hello, hello.
And we are so happy to be here with you tonight. We have a special show today. Mm-hmm. We have a theme we have prepared. We have also been talking about this show for months now?
Since the second show we did together, I think, or the first show.
Which was in May?
So months.
Months.
Yeah.
All summer. Mm-hmm. And what a better and more iconic time to do it than when summer is ending.
Of course. The cold has come in.
Right before Labor Day, September, back to school. Last week we were here and some frosh stuff was starting to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's starting to feel real. Today I wore a jacket outside.
Yes.
Crazy. So we're doing a covers episode today. We've picked a selection of somewhat famous songs that have been covered by indie artists that we like, but also some not so indie artists if mm-hmm. the cover seemed fabulous enough right. or interesting enough. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple. And we're actually going to start off today. This was a last-minute addition when we were in the studio with Omar of Hooked on Sonics. If you were listening, tuned into CJLO before this show, Hooked on Sonics is every Thursday from 4 to 6 with Omar, and he loves Allow Guitars. So a song that we are obsessed with and we both agree is probably one of the best covers of all time is this song Accident Prone by Jawbreaker off of their album Dear You. And Dear You is the fourth album of theirs. Accident Prone was the second single off of this album because they thought it was too heavy of a subject matter to be the first single off of the album and for the first music video. So we're going to get into Accident Prone. And then the cover following that is by Julian Baker, a Maiden Voyage fave. And she played the song live at the Botanique in Belgium in 2016. There is just a YouTube video of it. It's her playing it live with just the piano. It is stunning. Omar and I talk about it all the time and hoping that she would release it. She hasn't. I think once in like peak lockdown, the first time around, like April 2020, I'm pretty sure I even tweeted at her to release it, which obviously she didn't. Which is great because they were in the, you know, working on Boy Genius songs, which I appreciate as a Boy Genius fan. So we're going to kick off the cover show with Accident Prone, Jawbreaker, and Julian Baker. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
What's the songs for my new friend Tom.
Screaming out.
Julian Baker covering Accident Prone by Jawbreaker. Excellent, excellent cover. We've got Omar here from Hooked on Sonics, who was just live right before this, right before Maiden Voyage, and I played this set of covers for him specifically.
It's good stuff.
And we were just talking while this was playing, and I thought that you had some really succinct points about the bridge specifically that I was like, you need to get on the mic and you need to
That Jawbreaker song is like a top 10 all-time favorite song of mine. That mm-hmm. record too is maybe a top 5 record of mine. And I was thinking, you know, like, I don't think the cover is better, but it's as good. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, it could even be better too. It's like one of those ones where you're like, man, this is just such a interesting interpretation of the song. Mm-hmm. But the thing I was mentioning was like the bridge in the Jawbreaker one is so like swirly and noisy. It's like, how are you gonna make that bridge work with just a piano? And she does it.
She really does.
She somehow does it.
I think interpretation was the perfect word that you could have said, because they're so different.
Yeah.
But they have the exact same emotional anguish.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I've always said was that if you strip down a song to the bare essentials, mm-hmm. and if it's still a great song, then that's a good song. Mm. You know, like, some songs kind of can't work that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, when you hear a song that's either just completely straight up acoustic, just voice and guitar or voice and piano, and it mm-hmm. still can be an amazing song, then that's like a timeless song.
Accident Prone, timeless.
Amazing.
Stamp of approval from Maiden Voyage and Hooked on Sonics. So moving right along, thank you so much, Omar. I'm sure you'll hop back on later for the next one. I've basically curated this playlist for Omar and Helen.
Excellent.
And for all of you Maiden Voyage listeners, I hope you enjoy. So coming up next, we will have an ad break and some show promos. But then afterwards, we're going to listen to The Replacements. So this song, Swingin' Party, you know, one of the pioneers of alt rock, mm-hmm. apparently. I have not listened to a lot of their music, I will admit. Uh-oh. But one thing about them that I thought was really interesting, because I do love this song in particular, is that they apparently, when they would play live shows, they would kind of go off the rails a bit, and they often just ended up playing fragments of cover songs. And I was like, that's very apropos for a cover show. Is playing a band that was known for not playing their own songs and just playing covers.
being disasters.
So we're going to play The Replacements, Swingin' Party, and that's going to be followed up by Lorde's version, which she released as a single right before her debut album, Pure Heroine, in 2013.
Oh.
Which was heavily played on Maiden Voyage in 2013 when it came out and was a popular album at CJLO. So all ties in. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
Laurence Anne unveils Oni Romancy, a dreamy and intimate third album on which she explores the different facets of the nocturnal world, dreams, and imagination, thus expanding the mysterious aura that surrounds her. Pushing further the groundwork established on her previous releases, this new album proves to be denser and darker, while remaining faithful to Laurence Anne's conceptual and immersive universe through a combination of dream pop, art pop, and synth pop, distinct to her usual landscapes. Be sure to catch Laurence Anne's release show on Thursday, September 28th at La Salle Rosa as part of Pop Montreal 2023. Tickets available now at popmontreal.com and bonsound.com. Ennui Romancy is out September 8th on LP, CD, and all streaming platforms. Is this thing on? Tune into Transistor Sister with me, your host Allison, where I play the song stuck in my head so they can get stuck in yours. The best in Canadian and international, new tracks and your favorite throwbacks, indie, alternative, punk, garage, shoegaze, pop, and so much more. Transistor Sister, every Monday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
Bring your own lampshade, somewhere there's a party. Here it's never ending, can't remember when it started. Pass around the lampshade, there'll be plenty enough room in jail. If being wrong's a crime, I'm serving forever. If being strong's your kind, then I need help you with this feather. Side by side at the swinging party down the line. the prairie pavement, losing proposition, quitting school and going to work and never going fishing. Water all around, I never learned how to swim now. If being wrong's a crime, I'm serving forever. If being strong's your kind, then I need help here with this feather. If being afraid is a crime, we hang side by side at the swinging party down the line. At the swinging party down the line.
Cover of Swingin' Party by The Replacements. Thoughts, Helen, thoughts?
Her version of this is just beautiful, and her voice, and it just makes you appreciate the original. Anyway, I hadn't heard it, so thank you.
You are so welcome. I'm very glad. Also, yeah. had to tell her in the middle, I was like, Omar and I are just jabbering. Put those headphones on, listen to
and
the song.
I did. And I closed my eyes, and it was wonderful.
So wonderful, especially with this beautiful sound system that we have here at CJLO. It makes it that much better to put the headphones on and really get into the songs.
Yes, agreed.
So the best part about this is that it's very fun to select the playlist, and then it's also very fun to talk about all the songs. So we might not actually get through all of them that we had scheduled for you today, so perhaps we will end up having a part two. But this next segment is requested by Helen, actually. So I'm going to explain the song, and then we'll have Helen explain the cover artist, because this was actually what had prompted her to request us doing a covers show. So we're going to move into Joy Division, and I'm sure you can guess what song it is. Love Will Tear Us Apart. Which was a non-album single written about his marital problems and epilepsy.
Yes,
released a month after he committed suicide.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it was released posthumously and is called the greatest single of all time by NME.
Oh, wow.
And is one of the 500 greatest songs of all time by Rolling Stone.
It's a banger.
Multiple years in a row.
Yeah.
And Helen's going to talk to us about the Bossa Nova cover that we're going to hear of Joy Division.
So this is actually a cover band, Nouvelle Vague. And this is actually the song that brought them together. And it's the first song they released off their self-titled album in like 2004. So I heard this when I was in Paris on exchange, and I loved their whole album. But this is definitely, obviously, the best song. But it is Bossa Nova, and that actually was the whole inspiration, was like, hey, wouldn't it be amazing if we did Love Will Tear Us Apart like with a bossa nova kind of vibe. And so they did. And it's actually two, I think, male musicians, but it's female singers, and we will hear it. Very different vibes.
I love that. It also does feel very early aughts.
Yes.
There's something very early aughts in Euro vibes.
Yes.
About a bossa nova.
French New Wave.
Just pure cover band, which... Yeah. And then producing CDs of your cover band, honestly, iconic.
Yes.
Why not? That means that you like really have faith in your product. Whenever Omar and I have talked about having a band, like, why are we beating ourselves up about writing songs we can just cover?
I mean, the world's your oyster, literally.
We could do a ska cover band. I know Omar would really like that.
Mm.
On that note, here is A Level Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. Oh, it's happening. Thank you. I bet you never thought that you would hear a bossa nova cover of Joy Division, but you've heard it here tonight. The joys of the radio. Cute. All right, well.
Cute.
Cute. Yeah. Well, we won't say what Omar said in the background, so.
Yeah.
Sucks! Just a hell you say. So, coming up next is a song block, I will say. So, the next two sets of covers have a relationship to each other in the sense that, first off, we're going to start with I Can't Make You Love Me by Bonnie Raitt.
So good.
And so this sad. Song, I got fixated on when I heard my very first episode of This American Life, which was Torch Songs.
Unreal
episode. If you haven't heard it, go back, listen to it. It's amazing. I've listened to it multiple times. And basically the, what podcaster I think you would say now, but back then it wasn't. I mean, it was still on the radio, but they were the first, one of the first podcasting, you know, I wouldn't call it journal. Anyways, okay, podcaster. Starry Kine, amazing artist. So she had just gone through a really horrible breakup, and so she was exploring Torch Songs and how they're written, how they make you feel. And so she goes through this process of writing her own Torch song. So this song featured heavily in the episode. And then the song block that's coming up after, Against All Odds by Phil Collins.
Oh my God.
Is also featured very heavily because Phil Collins actually teaches her how to write a Torch song.
Oh.
And he talks about his divorce and writing Against All Odds. And then he gives her feedback on hers. And it's wonderful. Oh. You should definitely check it out. Omar is stunned, shocked. Yes, This American Life, Torch Songs episode. It's old. It's what got me into radio in the first place. Wow. I listened to it and I was like, wow, I need to do that.
Nice.
And now I'm a software developer, so we'll see.
Well, you know.
Yeah. We go through phases.
It's okay. Yeah.
Podcasting became many seasons. Another beast. Yes. Many so seasons. We're going to start off with I Can't Make You Love Me off of Bonnie Raitt's 1991 album, Luck of the Draw. And this is one of her most successful singles, which I'm sure you will hear why. And then following that is a cover by Soak, who is a Northern Irish musician who I really like, who is kind of peak Maiden Voyage, Sad Girl Songs. Mm-hmm. And this was actually introduced to me by a friend of the CJLO family in Canada. And I heard this for the first time in his car in Boston when he was driving me around showing the sights. So thanks, nice. Canada. This is I Can't Make You Love Me. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
Something it won't. if you don't.
Join us for Moments Shoni, which promises to be the back-to-school event in downtown Montreal. On Pierce Street, in between Metros Atwater and Guy Concordia, there will be DJs, street dancing, bars and food stands, and so much more. Entertainment awaits you. Over 3 days, local businesses will be offering a wide range of bargains and culinary specialties. Back-to-school is happening at Shoni, an initiative of Montreal Centre-Ville in collaboration with Yatai Montreal.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and Crafts, counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
Tonight, me. don't patronize me. Cause I can make you love me if you don't. You can.
I Can't Make You Love Me, covered by Soak, original cover of Bonnie Raitt's. And we are getting into the end of the show, and I feel like this next cover set is the perfect ending because it was also featured on the episode because it is by Phil Collins, Against All Odds, Torch Songs, and it is covered by, and I had not realized this until today, it is covered by Ms. Mariah Carey.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
And it was legitimately released on her album Rainbow.
Ooh.
And so I was like, I have to play this because one, Against All Odds, Omar and I jam. Mm.
Such a good song.
Mariah Carey, Omar's fave.
She's amazing.
Oh, wow.
So I was like,
we saw Phil live, too.
We did see Phil live.
Really?
At the Bell Center.
Wow. Yeah.
It was amazing. It was a very good show.
Regrets.
And his son was on drums.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Phil couldn't play drums because his back was messed up. That was the only bummer about it.
He was on a stool.
Yeah.
What? Sorry. Sorry to deliver the news like this.
Oh my God. It's not like he's dead or anything. Like,
it's just the bunny race. He's doing all right, man. I mean, I don't know.
Helen's like, I stole you. Didn't see it. She like clutched her chest and had to look away. But there was a glorious montage before the show started of photos of him, which was great that Omar and I were trying to take pictures with us and the photos of him in the background. I feel like we had a, when was that, 2019?
I think so, yeah. I have those photos. I can still show you guys. Yeah.
Wonderful.
The fact that you're mentioning the photos makes it sound more like a memorial though as well. I just
don't jinx it, so Helen. We were just talking about this with Leonard Cohen, and we are not going to do this to Phil.
No, I love Phil Collins. No, I won't.
Or Mariah.
No.
For that matter.
It's almost Christmas. She's not going anywhere.
She can't get those bucks.
Her time is nigh. Her time is nigh. It's true. It's true. So.
Wait, what kind of time are you talking about?
I was talking about Christmas
time.
Okay, right. I don't know what she
I thought you meant like her time is nigh.
No, Christmas.
But
Christmas.
It would be. Okay, this is going to be dark, but it would be really. What is that? Oh, that's his ringtone. I don't know if any of you could hear it, but, you know, Hooked on Sonics flavored. So I was going to say it would be apropos if she pulled. Oh, no.
You're forgetting what the song
COVID
is called.
COVID brain.
My radio.
No, it's okay. You're forgetting what the song is called because it's ingrained.
No, I wasn't. I forgot George Michael's last name, which is Michael.
Forgot.
Two first names.
What is George Michael's last name?
Two first names. Yeah.
I know, it's but actually I, was something like, Greek. I was like, George?
Oh, I can't
and
say
then I and then
yeah,
I
don't remember what it is.
I blanked. But George Michael passed away on December 25th.
Okay.
Yeah. Even, and that was his big day. Wham. Big wham day. So if Mariah went out the same way, I'm just saying it would be apropos. But anyways, against all odds, Phil Collins. I'm Maine and Wayne.
Jesus. Yikes. How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we've shared the laughter and the pain. You're the only one who really knew me at all. So take a look at me now. There's just an empty space.
won't get to get the full Mariah, but we're going to finish her off here. Here she is, Mariah Carey, Against All Odds.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without